now we're going to have a question and answer session from the questions that have already been submitted.
يقول أحسن الله إليكم وبارك الله فيكم. متى يحصل للمسلمون القدرة؟ أليس عندهم موارد وعندهم عدد وعندهم مراكز استراتيجية؟ فما تعريفكم للقدرة والقوة وتعريفكم للضعف؟ The questioner is asking, when Muslims would have strength, don't they have resources and population and strategic locations? How do we find strength versus weaknesses?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
says that we created not the man, the jinn and mankind except to worship.
ليس المراد أن نظهر ونكون الدولة الأقوى.
It is not the mean that we are the victorious country.
بل هذه وسيلة لإقامة دين الله.
Rather, it's a means to establish the religion of Allah.
فإن تيسر واستطعنا أن نقيم الدين لله عز وجل.
So if it was made easy for us and we established the law of Allah سبحانه وتعالى and the religion of Allah.
فهذا مطلوب.
So this is what has been asked of us.
لكن الغاية أن نعبد الله وحده ولا شريك له.
So the main goal and purpose of creation is to worship Him along with our partners or associates.
يوسف عليه السلام ألقي في السجن.
يوسف عليه السلام he was put in jail.
وكان يعبد الله عز وحده ولا شريك له.
And he used to worship Allah without any partners or associates.
ويدعو إلى توحيد الله عز وجل.
And he used to call to the monotheism of Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
إلى نفر قليل من المسجونين معه.
To few people that used to be with him in jail.
فلم يتوقف.
That did not stop him.
ويقول ما عندي دولة.
I don't have a country.
وأنا مسجون ومستضعف.
And I am in jail and I am weak.
إن كثيرا من المسلمين.
A lot of the Muslims.
شغل نفسه.
Occupied themselves.
متى نقيم دولة.
When do we establish a country.
ومتى نسيطر على العالم.
And when do we control, have the power and control over the world.
ثم ما صنع شيئا.
Then he didn't do anything.
لا اهتم بتوحيد الله.
He did not pay attention to monotheism of Allah.
ولا دعا للعبادة الصحيحة.
And he did not call to the right worship of Allah.
ولا أخلص الدين لله.
And he did not have sincerity to Allah.
بل أشغل نفسه وغيره.
Rather he occupied himself and others.
بأمر لا يناله بعد.
And it's something that he's not going to get.
قد أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أن يوم القيامة.
That the day of judgment.
يأتي النبي ومعه الرهط. أي استجاب له مجموعة من الناس.
That the prophets, some of the prophets will come on the day of judgment and they have few people in number.
ويأتي النبي ومعه رجلا.
And another prophet will come and he has two of the followers.
ويأتي النبي ومعه رجل واحد.
And another prophet will come and he has only one follower.
ويأتي النبي وليس معه واحد.
And another prophet will come and he has none.
هل فشل هذا في دعوته؟
Did that prophet fail in his da'wah?
حاشاه هو نبي من أنبياء الله.
Far that from him. He is the prophet of Allah.
هو نبي معصوم.
He is a prophet who is immune from sin.
فالظفر والفوز.
So for winning and victory.
هو تحقيق العبادة لله تبارك وتعالى.
Is establishing the right worship to Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
فإن أثمرت الجهود.
So if the efforts have fruited.
واستطعنا أن نقيم دولة.
And we were able to establish a country.
دولة عظمى.
A great country.
لإقامة دين الله.
To establish the religion of Allah.
لا مجرد سيطرة على العالم.
Not just to control the world.
أو تحكم بالاقتصاد.
Or to control economy.
أو لقب أننا الدولة العظمى.
Or just to take the title of we are a great country.
كلا ذاك ليس غاية.
That's not the means by no means.
ولذلك نحن اليوم.
That's why. That's not the goal.
ولذلك نحن اليوم.
That's why we are today.
في ضعف شديد.
We're in a great weakness.
ما السبب؟
What is the reason?
ألأننا أقلة؟
Is it because we are a few in number?
ألأننا ما عندنا موارد؟
Is it because we don't have resources?
ألأن نجهل السياسة؟
Or is it because we have lack of political knowledge?
الجواب في تلك الحادثة العظيمة.
The answer is in this great evidence.
التي ذكر الله في كتابه.
That Allah سبحانه وتعالى mentioned it in his book.
لقد هزم جيش النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The jaysh, the army of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم lost.
وفيه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And in it is the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه
وسلم. راشدون.
And the righteous guided خلفاء.
والمهاجرون والأنصار.
And the Muhajirun and Ansar.
في غزوة أحد.
In the battle of Uhud.
لأنهم خالفوا أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Because they went against the order of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وتركوا الموقع الذي أمر الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالتزامه.
And they left the position that Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم ordered them to stay at.
وذهبوا إلى الغنيمة فطال الغنيمة الغنيمة.
And they went to go collect the booties and they went and start saying, The booties. So this great army was lost.
الذي فيه سادات الأول والآخرين.
The one that has in it the best of the people from beginning to end.
لمخالفة واحد لأمر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The reason of that is because they went against one order of commands of Allah and His Messenger.
انظر إلى حال المسلمين اليوم.
Look at the situation and status of the Muslim nowadays.
تجدهم متفككين.
You see them. You see them divided.
مختلفين.
Differences and disputes amongst them.
مذاهب كثيرة.
Many methods and ways.
وطرق كثيرة.
And many ways.
وأولياء تعبد من دون الله عز وجل.
And righteous people worship.
وبدع وأهواء.
And innovations and desires.
ومختلف المعاصي والذنوب.
And many sins.
لو انتصرت الأمة.
If the Ummah becomes victorious.
على هذا الحال.
On this status and this situation.
لهان الإسلام بنظر المسلمين.
So the Islam will be easy in the eyes of the Muslims.
فلسان حالهم يقول.
So the status of their tongue says,
يا رب نشرك بك.
Oh Allah, we go ahead and associate partners with you.
ونحدث البدع.
And we go ahead and innovate in your religion.
ونشارك الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
We go separate ways of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ونعصيك ليلا ونهارا.
And we disobey you night and day.
وها نحن انتصرنا.
And yes, here we are, we became victorious.
لكن أسباب النصر.
But the reasons and the for victory.
بكلمة واحدة.
One more.
ليس بالمواقع.
It's not by
ولا الموارد.
And not location nor resources.
ولا العدد ولا العدة.
And it's not a matter of equipment nor its population.
إنما هي بكلمة واحدة.
Rather it is by one word.
إن تنصر الله ينصركم.
If you are victorious, Allah He will make you victorious.
تنصر الله بتوحيده وعبادة وحده لا شريك له.
If you become victorious, Allah, that means by establishing monotheism and worship Him properly.
إن تنصر الله باتباع رسوله ثم تمسك بسنته.
And تنصر الله if you become victorious to Him, meaning also following the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
تنصر الله بطاعة الله ورسوله والاستقامة على أمره.
تنصر الله you can be victorious if you follow the orders of Allah and His Messenger peace be upon him.
لو فعلتم هذا.
If you were to do so.
لانتصرتم.
You'll become victorious.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال.
And Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
فذكر الداء والدواء.
So he mentioned the disease and the cure.
قال سلط عليكم الله ذلا.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى put on you humiliation.
لا ينزع عنكم.
That he would not take it away from you.
حتى ترجع إلى دينكم.
Until you go back to your religion.
فمن أراد النصر.
So whosoever wants victory.
فليرجع إلى دين الله.
So let him go back to the religion of Allah.
حتى يزول هذا الذل.
So till that humiliation is lifted.
لابد من الرجوع إلى دين الله عز وجل.
In order for that humiliation to be lifted, he has to go back to the religions.
أما حال المسلمين اليوم,
but the status of the Muslim nowadays,
وللأسف الشديد,
I'm sorry to say so,
كما وصف الله اليهود,
as Allah سبحانه وتعالى described the Jews,
تحسبهم جميعا وقلوبهم شتى,
they think of them as whole, as one, and their hearts are differing.
عقائد كثيرة متفاوتة في قلوب المسلمين,
many creeds and many different methodology amongst the Muslims.
دعسهم بينهم شديد.
That they have hardness against one another.
يتنازعون لأفه الأمور.
They fight for the silliest of reasons.
ما يقيمون عملا.
They don't go ahead and establish a work or an action.
إلا واختلفوا اختلافا كثيرا فيما بينهم.
And they'll go ahead and dispute amongst themselves a great deal.
فهذا يتهم هذا.
So this one accuses the other.
وهذا يخون هذا.
And this one calls the other one as a betrayer.
وهذا يطعن بهذا.
And this one stabs the other.
أين نحن من قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
Where are we from the statements of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
مثل المؤمنين في تواديهم وتراحمهم.
The similitude of the Muslims in their loving and their caring.
كمثل الجسد.
it's like as a body.
إذا اشتكى من عضو تداعى سائر الجسد بالحمى والسهر.
If one part of it complained or became ill, the whole body went ahead and stayed up all night and had a fever.
إذا صدك الجسد.
If we became like one body,
ورجعنا إلى دين الله,
and we went back again to the religion of Allah,
ووحدنا الله عز وجل,
and we did tawheed monotheism of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
وتركنا البدع,
and we left innovations,
واتبعنا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم,
and we followed the footsteps of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم,
وأقمنا الدين,
and we established the religion,
ونصرنا دين الله,
and we made the religion of Allah victorious.
حينئذ ينصرنا الله عز وجل.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us victorious.
فإن قال قائل,
so if someone says,
هذا بعيد,
this is far from it.
حدنا لا يستطيع على زوجته في البيت.
One of us is not capable of controlling his own wife.
ولا على ولده.
Not even his son.
يقول قوم إلى الصلاة.
He tells him and order him to go.
ثلاثة يقوم.
Sometimes he gets up.
وعشرة أيام لا يقوم.
And 10 days he doesn't.
بل لا يستطيع على نفسه.
But sometimes he's not even capable of ordering himself.
كم وكم نعصي الله عز وجل.
How many times we go ahead and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فنقول حينئذ.
So we say,
فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم.
Have piety and fear of Allah as much as you can.
واستهد بقدر ما تستطيع.
And do your best.
ولا تضيع وقتك وجهدك.
And do not occupy yourself and waste your time with.
في تفكير بالخيال.
And by thinking and wanting the manager.
نعم هذا خيال.
That this is nothing but خيال.
على واقع الأمة اليوم.
This is delusion on the status of the Ummah nowadays.
على واقع الأمة اليوم.
On the status of the Ummah nowadays.
من الخيال.
From the delusions.
أن تنعكس الأمور.
That the situations will be turned over.
وتكون السيطرة على المسلمين.
And the control will become to the Muslims.
ورحم الله من قال.
And may Allah have mercy upon those who say.
وقد زعموا.
And they claim.
أن الغريب إذا نعى. لأن الغريب إذا نعى ترك بلاده وجاء إلى مكان بعيد.
If the stranger had left his country and went far away from his country.
وشطت به الأوطان فهو مؤلم متألم لأنه ترك بلاده وأهله.
That separation and that far hurt him.
قال وأي نعم لقد زعموا أن الغريب إذا نعى وأي اقتراب.
And any time you go ahead and distance yourself away from your country. فوق
غربتنا.
More than our strangeness.
أضحت الأعداء فينا تتحكم.
That made our enemies have more power over us and control us.
اليوم إذا تنازع المسلمون.
And nowadays if the Muslims go ahead and dispute.
ذهبوا إلى الكفار.
They go ahead to the Kafirs.
فقال تعال أصلحوا بيننا.
Come and make peace amongst us.
وحدد الحدود بيننا.
And go ahead and draw the lines.
واعطوا صاحب الحق حقه.
And give each one his rights.
هذه هي الغربة.
This is the strange.
أما أنك بعيد عن بلادك.
But you being far away from your country.
بإمكانك بالهاتف تكلم والدتك.
You could by using the phone call your mother.
لكن هذه الغربة العظيمة.
But the great and being strange, the great strange.
أضحت الأعداء بينا تتحكموا كما يشاءون.
Made the enemies control us any which way they want. كثر في الإعلام استخدام كل من المصطلحات التالية: سلفي، وهابي، جهادي، تكفيري. فهل يحملون معنى واحدا وهل ممكن توضيح كل منها؟ مع العلم أن الإعلام يستخدمونهم دون التفريق بينهم. It's widely spread now amongst the media use the following terms: سلفي، وهابي، جهادي، تكفيري. Do they all carry the same meaning? Would you please explain or clarify them? And please keep in mind that the media use them interchangeably.
ما من لقب إلا ويستعمل أكثر من استعمال.
There isn't a term except it could be used in more than one way.
أحيانا لقب مستقيم يستعمل استعمال باطل.
Sometimes a correct term is used in a bad way.
فلنبدأ بلقب الإسلام.
So let's go ahead and start by the term Islam.
فهناك من يسمي الدين الحرام يطلق عليه الإسلام.
So some people who call that the demons religion Islam.
هناك من يتسمى بحزب الله.
And some others they go ahead and get the term or be called حزب الله.
والله يقول على أن حزب الله هم المفلحون.
And Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, verily the party of Allah are those who are victorious.
فيتسمى به أناس أو لا يسموا حزب الشيطان ثم يقول حزب الله.
Some people will go ahead and take that name as their name and rather they should be called the party of Shaitan.
العبرة بالحقائق.
So the wisdom is from the reality.
لا بالأسماء.
Not by the names.
فقد يسمون الحق باطلا.
So sometimes they go ahead and call the truth as falsehood.
والباطل حقا.
And the falsehood as truth.
فالرسل أعقل الناس.
So the messengers are the most intellectual of the people.
كانوا يلقبون بالمجانين.
They used to go ahead and be called as crazy.
وهم أصدق الناس.
And they are the most of the truthful of the people.
يلقبون بالكذابين.
They used to be called liars.
ويأتي أفجر الناس.
And here comes the worst of the people.
أجهل الناس.
The most illiterate, ignorant.
بل هو أبو جهل.
He is Abu Jahl.
فيلقب أبو الحكم.
And he's been given the title of Abu al-Hakam, which is Abu.
وهكذا لن ننتهي.
And by doing so, we're not going to end.
وإنما ننظر إلى الحقائق.
Rather, we go ahead and look at the reality.
لا إلى الألقاب.
Not to the names and nicknames.
فقد يلقب الحق باسم الباطل.
So the truth could be given the name of falsehood.
ويقال عن الرسل مجانين.
So again that the prophets would be called crazy.
وقد يلقب الباطل باسم الحق.
And then the falsehood would be given the name of the truth.
ويقال عن المفسدين المصلحون.
And then it will be given the title of those who spread evil or those who are fixing and helping.
ويقال عن عباد الأولياء.
And those who worship the righteous people.
حزب الله.
They call them party of Allah, حزب الله.
فماذا نفعل؟
So what are we to do then?
إذا الألقاب هكذا.
If these names are given.
لقبوا الحق بالباطل والباطل بالحق.
They go ahead and give the truth to falsehood and falsehood to the truth.
فنقول ننظر إلى الحقائق والواقع.
They will take a look at the reality and in fact,
لا إلى مجرد الألقاب.
We don't look at the names and terms.
أما كلمة سلفي.
As for the word سلفي.
فأصل هذه الكلمة.
So the root of this term.
لقب محمود.
It's a good term.
لأن معنى سلفي أن يتبع السلف.
And the meaning of سلفي is to follow the righteous predecessors.
والمقصود بالسلف.
And what's understood from the سلف.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه.
That the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions.
الكل يقول أنا على الكتاب والسنة.
Everybody says and proclaims that they are upon the Quran and the Sunnah.
لكن هناك أمر زائد.
But there is an extra matter.
عن الكتاب والسنة وهو من الكتاب والسنة.
That is extra than the Quran and Sunnah, and it is from the Quran and the Sunnah.
وهو اتباع أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And that is following the footsteps of the Sahaba and the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
والله عز وجل ومن يشاقق الرسول أن يكون في شق الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في شق آخر.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى says whosoever goes and separate ways between him and the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
من بعد ما تبين له الهدى.
After guidance have been made clear to him.
ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين.
And follow the footsteps of those non-believers.
فهذا قد شاق الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That one went separate ways of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
واتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين.
And he followed the footsteps other than the believers.
والسبيل معناه طريق.
And the سبيل means way.
والمؤمنون من هم؟
And the believers who are they?
الصحابة.
الصحابة.
لأن عندما نزل القرآن.
Because when the Quran was revealed.
ما كان هناك مؤمنون إلا الصحابة.
There was no other mu'mins except the الصحابة.
فصار المعنى الذي يشابك الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the meaning now of the verse becomes as if whosoever goes ahead in separate ways as other than Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ويسلك طريقا غير طريق الصحابة.
Follow the first steps of other than the الصحابة.
نوليه ما تولى ورصي جهنم وساءت مصيرا.
Let him go and follow whatever he is following and we will make his Jahannam his abad, and it will be a great torment.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
and the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم
قال في حديث
he said in a hadith
لا يعترف به أهل البدع والأهواء
the people of innovations and desires do not go ahead and establish it or affirm it.
يطعنون فيه ويشككون فيه
they go ahead and stab it and make it weak
لأنه لا يخدم مذاهبهم وتشتتهم واختلافهم
because it does not help their cause and their ways and their methodology.
أي حديث
which hadith is that
حديث افتراق الأمة
this is the hadith of separation of the nation
وفيه قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
and it's the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said
وستفترق أمتي
that my Ummah will be divided
على 73 فرقة
into 72 sects
قال كلها في النار
every 73 sects
قال كلها في النار إلا واحدة
all of them in hellfire except one
قال من هي يا رسول الله
the companions that ask who are those who prophets of Allah
قال من كان على ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي
those whoever were up on what I am on and whatever they are up on my companions were on
فلم يكتفي عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول من كان على ما أنا عليه اليوم
so Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't just stop and say whatever I was on
بل قال أنا وأصحابي
rather he said myself and my companions
فالأمة بعد ذلك
so the أمة and the nation after that
من اتبع الصحابة
whosoever followed الصحابة
الصحابة سلفوا أي مضوا
الصحابة that preceded their سلف
قيل عنه سلفي
then they said سلفي
لأنه يتبع السلف
because they follow the predecessors
لكن ليس بالضرورة
but not necessarily
كل من قال أنا سلفي
that whoever proclaims that he is a سلفي
صار سلفيا
and became سلفي
كما أن هناك من يقول حزب الله
and there are some people who say party of Allah
وهم الحزب الشيطان
and he is from the party of الشيطان
فينظر في هذا الذي عنه سلفي
then you will take a look at this one who says he is سلفي
إن كان بحق
if it was on the truth
على ما كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة
and he was following what the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and the companions
حيث متمسك بما كان عليه السلف
and he was holding firm on whatever the Salaf were upon
فهو سلفي بحق
therefore he is a true سلفي
وإن كان قال عن نفسه سلفي
then if he was saying about himself he is a سلفي
وهو يخالف السلف جملة وتفصيلا
and he is different and he is different with the Salaf in every single matter
فهو ليس بسلفي وإن سمى نفسه سلفي
he is not a Salafi even if he proclaims he is a Salafi
وهناك من يتبعهم بأشياء
and there are some people there are people who and here
ويخالفهم في أشياء
and there are some people who follow them in some footsteps and differ with them in others
فهو ولا شك ولا ريب ليس بسلفي بما خالفهم
therefore he is not a Salafi on those matters that he differ with
فنقول أن السلفي
so we say the Salafi is
دعوة يدعي من شاء
that it's a statement that it's a دعوة that anybody could proclaim
الكل يستطيع يقول أنا سلفي
everybody could proclaim he is a Salafi
حتى من يخالف الصحابة يقول سلفي
even those who go against the Sahaba and differ with them they say he is a Salafi
فإن كان متمسكا بما كان على النبي صلى الله
عليه وسلم والصحابة الصحابة
فهو سلفي حقيقة ومن كان يخالفه
and this whoever goes differ with them
قالوا عنه سلفي
and say that he is a سلفي
وليس بالحقيقة سلفي
he is not really a سلفي
لذلك نجد أكثر من سلفية نجد أكثر من السلفية.
That's why we find many different Salafism.
فهذه سلفية جهادية تكفيرية.
This one is a Salafi that's tekfiri and the other one is jihadi.
وهذه سلفية تقليدية.
And this is a traditional Salafi.
وألقاب كثيرة.
And this is all terms given.
لا تنفع صاحبها.
It doesn't help the person.
ما لم يكن متمسكا بالسلفية تمسكا حقيقيا.
He was not really holding firm onto the true Salafi.
كذلك كلمة تكفير.
And the same thing with the word takfiri.
قد يلقى فيها الموحد
it may be given to this who has monotheism.
الذي يقول اعبدوا الله.
The one who say worship Allah.
ولا تشركوا به شيئا.
And do not have partners and worship and associates with him.
ومن عبد غير الله.
And whosoever worship other than Allah.
فهو مشرك كافر.
He is committing association and he's a kafir.
الذي يقول هذا الكلام الذي هو في القرآن.
This whoever says this kind of thing which is in the Quran
يقول عنه أنت تكفيري
then they'll come and say he's a تكفيري
أنت تكفر كل الناس
you go ahead and say everybody's تكفيري
كل واحد عندك لا يعبد الله ولا شريك له
everyone that doesn't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
تقول عنه كافر.
You say about him that he's a kafir.
وفي الحقيقة الذي كفر من لا يعبد الله وحده لا شريك له.
In fact, the fact that is that the one who really did takfir on this, who doesn't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without partners and associates.
الله ورسوله.
It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger.
ذات يوم سمعت رجلا.
One day I heard a man.
حلف بغير الله.
Swore by somebody other than Allah.
والله قلت له.
I swore by Allah. I told him.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
"من حلف بغير الله,
whosoever swears by other than Allah,
فقد كفر وأشرك.
He has committed a shirk or
ما قلت له أي كلمة.
I did not say to him other than
سوى حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
سوى حديث Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
انتبه حلف بغير الله.
So he swore by someone other than Allah.
فقلت له قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So he the sheikh then told him that. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
من حلف بغير الله,
whosoever swears by someone other than Allah,
فقد كفر وأشرك,
he has committed kufr and or shirk.
فقال لي أنت تكفيري.
So he tells him that you are takfiri.
قل سبحان الله, هذا الذي قاله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said.
إذا من قال حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تكفيري,
so if someone who says the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam تكفيري,
إذا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم تكفيري,
then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam تكفيري.
ونعم هناك تكفير بالحق.
There are some people who do تكفير really.
فالذي يعبد الشيطان نقول عنه كافر.
So whoever worships Shaitan, we say that he is kafir.
والذي لا يدخل الإسلام فهو كافر.
And whoever does not enter into the fold of Islam, he is a kafir.
الله يقول هو الذي خلقكم فمنكم كافر ومنكم مؤمن.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he is the one who created you. Amongst you are believers and others are kafirs.
فإذا قلنا كل من لم يدخل الإسلام فهو كافر.
Every single one who does not enter the fold of Islam is a kafir.
فهذا حق.
This is true.
ولسنا بتكفيرين.
And this is we are not making takfir upon anybody.
وهناك من يكفر مرتكب الكبيرة.
And there are other people who go ahead and do takfir on those who commit a major sin.
فيقول كل من عصى الله بمعصية.
Whosoever disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even with one sin.
فهو كافر.
He is a kafir.
فهذا تكفير بالباطل.
This is a takfir
that is
falsehood.
لا يلزم تكفر مؤمنا لأنه عصى الله عز وجل.
It's not obligatory to do takfir on somebody because he does a mistake.
فكل إنسان يعصى الله عز وجل.
So every person disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وبهذه الطريقة يكفرون كل المسلمين.
And by doing so, they are doing takfir on all Muslims.
فإذا وجد من يكفر المسلمين.
So if it's found that somebody will go ahead and make takfir on everyone, on the Muslims.
أو يقول كل من لم يكفر من هو يراه أنه كافر فهو كافر.
And if he comes and say whosoever does not do takfir on whoever I think he's a kafir.
فهذا تكفيري.
And that he's a kafir. This guy is a kafir. It's a takfiri.
يكفر المسلمين.
He goes ahead and say that the Muslims are kafirs.
ويقول من لم يكفر معي فهو كافر.
And says that whosoever does not say that they are kafir, he's a kafir.
ثم يذهب ويقتلهم ويسفك دماءهم.
And then he'll go ahead and kill them and spread their blood.
فهذا تكفير بالباطل.
And this kind of takfir is false.
بقي الوهابي.
It's left the Wahhabi.
لا يوجد شيء اسمه وهابي.
There isn't such a thing as Wahhabi.
لا حقيقة لشيء اسمه وهابي.
There isn't such a thing as Wahhabi.
وإنما هناك رجل من العلماء.
But there is one of the scholars.
قد توفى الله قبل أكثر من 200 سنة.
That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took his soul 200 years ago.
اسمه الشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب.
His name is the Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab.
التميمي. هذا الرجل دعا إلى توحيد الله عز وجل.
This man called to the monotheism of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وألف كتب في عباد الله وحده لا شريك له.
And he wrote and authored books obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and monotheism of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
عباد القبور والأولياء.
So those people who worship the graves and the righteous people.
ما عجبتهم هذه الدعوة.
Did not like the call.
القائم على الكتاب والسنة.
That has been established upon the Quran and the Sunnah.
فأخذوا يلمزون الشيخ.
So they they start to go ahead and talking about the Shaykh.
وَمَنْ تَمَسْكَ بِالْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ.
And they start talking about anyone who would hold firm under the Quran and the Sunnah.
وَدَعَ إِلَى تَوْحِيدِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ.
And call to the monotheism of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala.
الشيخ اسمه محمد بن عبد الوهاب.
His name is Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab.
فخشوا لو قال المحمديون.
If they fear that if they were to say محمديين.
يفهم الناس أنهم أتباع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد.
That they'll go ahead and think that they are the followers of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فقال الوهابية.
Therefore they come and say Wahhabism.
لأن اسمه محمد بن عبد الوهاب.
Because his name is Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab.
والوهاب هو الله عز وجل.
Al-Wahhab is the one who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
أرادوا كيدا.
They wanted to go ahead and plot.
ولا يحيط المكر السيء إلا بأهله.
And the bad plotting does not happen except come back and doesn't come back except and haunt.
أرادوا أن يلمزوا أهل التوحيد.
They wanted to go ahead and talk about the people of monotheism.
فهربوا من نسبتهم إلى المحمدية حتى لا ينسبوا إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So they ran away from calling themselves Muhammadiyya so they do not be associated with Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فنسبهم إلى الوهاب إلى الله عز وجل.
So they went ahead and associated to the Wahhab which is Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
كان المشركون.
So the مشركون polytheists were.
يلقبون النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مذمما.
They used to go ahead and call him the مذمم.
اسمه محمد.
His name is Muhammad.
يقول مذمم.
They say مذمم.
ومذمم بالمعنى ضد محمد. عكس محمد.
Muhammad means the praised one, and مذمم it's the opposite of that.
فكانوا يشتمون مذمما.
So they were cursing مذمم.
مذمم كذا. مذمم كذا.
So they say مذمم this and مذمم that.
لا يشتمون محمدا.
They don't go ahead and curse Muhammad.
يشتمون مذمما.
They go ahead and curse مذمم.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تعجبون.
Don't you? Aren't you astonished?
من صرف الله أولئك عني.
From that, Allah سبحانه وتعالى led them people away from me.
يسبون مذمما.
They go ahead and curse مذمما.
وأنا محمد.
And I am Muhammad.
فهكذا هؤلاء.
This is that them people.
يعمون على العامة.
They go ahead and put a cloud and a cover over the general.
قال بعضهم.
To the point that one of them said.
إن الوهابية.
That Wahhabism.
لا يقول محمد رسول الله إذا أذن أحدهم في الأذان.
They don't go ahead and say Muhammad is the messenger of Allah when they are calling the أذان.
فذهب بعض أتباعهم.
So one of their followers went.
إلى المسجد الموحدين
to the masjid of the muwahideen monotheists.
فسمعوا يؤذنون ويقولون أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
So he heard them calling the adhan and saying محمد أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
فرجع إلى شيخه ذاك المبتدع.
So he went back to his sheikh and told him the innovator.
وقال سمعتم يؤذنون يقولون أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
I heard them say أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
قال لا هذا يقول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. لا أحد محمد رسول الله.
So they went there and said, oh no, they are not saying that. They are saying, أشهد أن محمد, that there isn't anyone, there isn't Muhammad. Muhammad is not a messenger of Allah.
فرجع مرة أخرى.
So he went back again to the masjid again.
فركز في السماع.
So he paid closer attention to the statement.
سمعوا يقول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
It was clear to him that they said, I bear witness that there is no, that I bear witness that Muhammad is a messenger of Allah.
فرجع على شيخ الضلالة.
So he went back again to that misguided, deviant sheikh.
قال سمعته يقول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
I heard him say that there is the Muhammad is the messenger of Allah.
قال نعم هم يقصدون محمد بن عبد الوهاب لا محمد بن عبد الله النبي.
Yes, they go ahead and they mean by that when they say it is Muhammad بن عبد الوهاب not the Muhammad غلبا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ماذا تصنع بهؤلاء؟
So what are you to do about these people?
ومن لم يدع الله له نورا فما له من نور.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى does not make light in the heart of people. Allah سبحانه وتعالى would not make light for him.
لصيت هذا وهاب جاهل.
خلاص كيف؟ إن شاء الله we'll go ahead and conclude إن شاء الله today's session. We'll see you إن شاء الله tomorrow. Today's session.